Hi, my name is Ben, and I work on Connect here at Microsoft. And when I agreed to do this video today, I didn't realize it was going to be such a short time allotment. So I've got a lot to get through. So please forgive me if I speed through this. If you're already familiar with Connect V2, there's not a lot of new information here today. If you're not familiar with Connect, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the sensor itself so you have an idea of how it works. I'm going to do a demo called Connect Evolution that's going to show all of the data that's coming off of the sensor so you can start to get an idea of what those look like and how you might use those. And then I'm going to end with some slides that have some links to some helpful resources. So let's look at the new sensor here for a minute. And this is in comparison to the V1 sensor. We've got a much wider field of view, both horizontally and vertically. And that allows the sensor to see more people at the same time, but also just a larger space. We've increased the fidelity on the depth data by 3 times. You'll see this in the Connect Evolution demo in a minute. It's really amazing how detailed it is. We've got a full 1080p HD color camera now at 30 frames per second. We've changed the infrared or the IR technology in this sensor, and it's ambient. It removes ambient light from the scene, and you can use this for computer vision and object detection. Again, you'll see this in a moment. The mics have gotten better. V1 sensor, we always saw 6 people, but you only got skeletons for 2 of them. And in V2, you still see 6, but you get skeletons for all 6. Now, the skeletons themselves, we actually now call it body tracking instead of skeletal tracking. But these bodies now, the joints are much more stable, so there's less jitter. And we've added 5 joints. So V1, there were 20 joints, and in V2, we've got 25. We have a thumb joint, we have a tip of hand joint, and then we also have a clavicle joint up here, which allows us to see things like shoulder shrugging. So in addition to the thumb and end of hand, we've also added these things called hand states. So if I hold my hand like this as a user, you can actually detect if their hand is open, closed, or we have a third hand state that we call the lasso, which is 2 fingers extended. And we've seen developers make very creative uses of these hand states to add new interactions to their apps. And then finally, the range on the new sensor is improved over V1. You can get as close as 0.5 meter or 50 centimeters all the way out to 4.5 meters. And then after 4.5 meters, we've extended the depth itself, so you can get depth data out to 8 meters. So here's the Connect V2 sensor. On the far right, we've got the power light. Not super interesting, except it does let us know that the sensor's plugged in and it has power. On the far left, that's our RGB camera or the color camera. Next, to the right of that is the depth sensor. You can't really see this, but that's indicating where it is on the Connect. And then we have 3 IR emitters there that will glow kind of red when the sensor's on. And then at the bottom, those 4 arrows are indicating where the 4 mics are. And that mic array allows us to actually pinpoint sounds in the room. So I could say, I only want to listen to this person over here, or I'm tracking this person over here and watching them, you know, in the application. So I want to filter out all the other noise except what's coming from them for like speech recognition or something like that. This image is thanks to our friends over at iFixit. If you're not familiar with them, great photos, new gadgets come out, they rip them apart and have all this great info about them. But I wanted to show this because without the front faceplate, you can see exactly where that depth sensor is and where those 3 IR emitters live. So let's get into the demo. It's called Connect Evolution, and we're actually going to look at the raw data that come off of the sensor. So if you think about it, the Connect has eyes and ears, so we're going to see depth, infrared, color, audio, and body. So let's get into that. This is the main view for Connect Evolution. We've got data sources at the bottom. We'll get to those in a moment. We have our top left and our top right. So let's hit the space bar and we're going to maximize our view here. This is the depth data that I mentioned a few moments ago. You can see that there is, this is 3 times the fidelity. You can see that I'm wearing a, you know, collared shirt here. You can see I really didn't iron my pants today. You can see a few wrinkles there. So very high level of detail. If I get down closer, you can see my face. If you knew me, you could tell that this was me. All of my fingers, so just an incredible level of detail. And each of these pixels that we're seeing returns a value to you as a developer in millimeters, so we know how far away every pixel is from the sensor. So if we hit the M and the N keys. We're going to advance forward or back through these data sources. So we just hit the M key here, and now we're looking at the infrared data. Now, this is, if we were in the middle of a cave where it was so dark you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face, this is what we're seeing. We're actually removing light from the room, and this is only light that the Kinect is putting out into the space. So again, nice, clean, consistent source for us to use in our applications. If I had IR reflective tape, I could do object detection or IR paint or something like that. So we've definitely seen people do those. So we'll take a look at the next source here. And this is our color image. And I guess the secret's out. We're in a studio. The green screen here behind me is how we were doing those nice slide effects earlier. But this is, again, nice wide field of view. So the camera just sees a lot here. Now, if we go one more, let's advance one more. There's an inlay here. And I want to just show this quickly because I'm taking out my phone. And I've got a flashlight application, as I'm sure most of you do. And I'm shining this on my face. So if you look at the color image at the bottom, you can actually see the color image, my shirt, is impacted by this extra light. The infrared image is not. Again, we're filtering out all of that ambient light from the room. And it's just what the Kinect is putting out into space. So again, infrared is very clean, consistent source. So if we hit the space bar again, we'll toggle back to the main view. So those were the eyes of Kinect. So now let's take a look at the ears. So now if we hit the enter key, we'll go full screen on this other source. And you can see here we've got a visualizer on the waveform here. And then you see that sort of arc at the bottom. That's indicating the sound or the loudest sound in the room. It's indicating the direction. So right now, I'm moving to my left. I'm moving to the Kinect's right. And you can see it's actually tracking, and it's indicating where that sound is coming from. If I move over to my right, the Kinect's left, you're seeing the sound show up over there. So now if we hit the right arrow key, we're going to advance through those data sources at the bottom. Now this is our body tracking, what we used to call skeleton. So the first thing to notice, how stable this is. Much, much less jitter than we had in V1. We've got the hips have been lowered, so they're where they actually are. It allows us to see things like steep leans in all directions. We also can see things like shoulder shrugging, like I mentioned. And then we have that thumb joint and that tip of hand joint. Now, you might be saying like, hey, what are those green circles for? Those are our indicators on those hand states I mentioned. So right now the Kinect is saying, hey, your hands are open. And now it's saying, hey, your hand is closed. So red is indicating closed, green is open. And then blue is that lasso hand state that I indicated earlier. So this is just our visualizer to show that that's actually working and being detected. So if we take a look at the next data source, we call this Blockman. And Blockman is another visualization on that same body data that we just saw with the joints. Blockman, so in addition to those joints being there, each joint has what we call rotation. So if you think about, maybe you want to create a game where you're bowling and you want to put spin on the ball, or you're creating some sort of environment and you want to have 3D characters controlled by a person. Well, Blockman shows I'm rotating my arms, I can rotate my legs, and you have full rotation on all of those joints. So it's just an incredible level of realism now that you can bring into 3D games and 3D characters with that character retargeting. And then finally, the last visualization here in Kinect Evolution is it's just a different visualizer on that depth data. Like me, you probably learned in middle school, Roy G. Biv, the colors of the rainbow, red, orange, yellow. So all we're doing is, well, black means I'm too close. I'm within that 50 centimeter threshold. So we just go red, orange, we just go through and we just cycle through the color. So you can see every meter, we're just cycling through those colors. So it's just a different visualizer. And then if we hit the enter key again, we'll be back at the main view here for Kinect Evolution. So there it is, Kinect Evolution. Hopefully you're still with me after that demo of Kinect Evolution. Again, full source code for that is available in our SDK browser. You can use that for your own demos. You can use the code. You can learn from it. You can reuse those components in your own apps. So here's a link, some links to some resources. So we have our SDK, that top link there, aka.ms/k4wv2sdk. We've got some other things there, Connect Common Bridge, Cinder, Open Frameworks, Creative Coding Setup. If you're interested in creative coding with things like OF and Cinder, take a look at those things. We've got great support there. We've also got a partner called Metrolist that has this awesome finger tracking library, full 10 finger tracking using our SDK. So give that a look if you're interested in that. If you want to go deeper with Connect, we've got 7 hours of deep content that covers the entire gamut. I couldn't get through, I could barely even scratch the surface here today. If you want to go deep, go check that content out. We also have an additional 2 hours of content, the VGB Deep Dive. VGB allows you to create custom gestures, and you record people doing those, and it uses machine learning. Those 2 hours of video are going to take you end to end. You're going to know exactly how to do that when you're done with those videos. We've also got a Windows Store Open Frameworks app, again, in that creative coding realm. And then our developer forums are a great place to come and interact and get support. Finally, there was some news recently with the Connect team. We now have this adapter. So our sensor's been available for a while, and you bought the sensor and it came with the adapter to plug it into the PC. But what if you've already got an Xbox One sensor? Well, now you can go buy just this adapter and you can use the Connect from your Xbox if you want to kind of dip your toe in the development world. Don't recommend that you permanently separate the Connect from your Xbox, because it is a better experience with speech and everything there. But definitely be aware of that. And then we've got some general info up there if you want to know about purchasing a sensor and adapter, our blog, and then our Connect at Connect Windows is our team's Twitter handle. I'm at Ben Lauer. Would love to hear from you if you have questions. If you create something cool, let us know. We always love to know what's going on out there. Thank you very much for your time, and hope you have fun with Connect.